Turn around, you dork. The text was from Ollie. I stopped in the middle of the cafeteria, set down my tray, and sat on the nearest table, waving my arm without turning around. Within 15 seconds, she plopped down next to me. You could do so much better, she said, looking at Beale and the guys across the room, which was the general direction I'd been heading when she'd texted me. I looked at her. Remember this moment, I said solemnly. It's a phrase we use when one of us wants the other to take a mental snapshot to capture a specific moment, for better or worse. She nodded just as seriously. Done. Then she went back to her buoyant self. You can come sit with us. Nah. Was eating near the usual losers any worse than sitting with a bunch of kids? She must have read my look. Come on, it's not just freshmen. She glanced back at her table. Really? Then her voice got sort of sing-songy. Kennedy Brooks is there. Kennedy Brooks, a junior like me, is also the only certifiable 9+ at La Montaña High, at least according to Beale and his cronies. And she's no dummy either. We went to school together when we were kids, and I always wanted her in my group whenever we did team projects in class, because she had great ideas and worked hard. Okay, and maybe I'd had a serious crush on her through the last year or two of elementary school. Okay, and maybe beyond. But once she hit 8th grade, she became popular and started running with a different group of kids, and she hasn't said much to me since. It's not like we were ever best friends or anything, but these days she acts like she doesn't even know who I am. I shrugged. So what? I'm not going to beg. She stood up. I just thought you could use a change. I stood up too. You know what? Maybe I could. She smiled her crinkly half-smile. Cool. And if I'm being honest, it made me feel good that she wanted me to join her. We grabbed seats near the end of the fashionista table, and she was right. At least half the girls were my age. Leave it to Ollie and her superior social skills to somehow end up sitting with the popular girls within a week of starting high school. Even if table talk seemed to be on a strict rotation between clothes and makeup and hair and who's hooking up with who. The girl Riley had called AK-47 was at the far end. Okay, actually at the table next to it. And she seemed more interested in whatever she was reading than in the gossip girling around her. Not that I looked at her. At least, not more than 2 or 3 times. Somewhere in there, Ollie pulled out her phone and passed it around, with her latest headshot called up. When Kennedy got it, she looked from the pic to Ollie and back to the phone. Wow, is that even you? Ollie squinted. Subtle, but I could tell it was the opposite of her crinkle. She nodded. Yeah, my brother Jameson's a photographer. He did it. One of the other girls asked, Would he do ours? Ollie stuck her thumb in my direction. He's right here. Why don't you ask him? And they did, all at once. Something about it was hilarious. I mean, who knew that taking free photos of girls who think you can make them look better than they really do could turn you into a popular guy? By the time lunch was over, I had 3 girls, including Kennedy Brooks, scheduled to shoot at 3 o'clock the next day, after 6th period let out. And 1 full-blown strikeout with that AK girl. I'm not even sure why I asked. Maybe I was feeling bad that she seemed excluded from the others, something I could totally relate to. Regardless, I don't usually go up to girls I don't know and start talking to them. Trust me on this. Anyway, she was still sitting there reading after everyone else had left. And for some reason, as I walked by her on my way out, I stopped. She looked up from her book. I'm taking headshots of some of the girls here tomorrow right after school, I said, pointing back toward where they'd been sitting. And, maybe you'd like to join in? The minute the words came out of my mouth, I realized how weird it sounded. I suddenly felt my face get hot, and I wanted to run from the room. She didn't exactly help the situation either. She didn't consider it for a few seconds and then decline. She didn't ask anything about it, like why we were doing it or if it cost or anything. She didn't say yes, and she didn't even lie and say maybe to make me feel good. She just said, "No, thank you," and turned back to her book without another glance, like I didn't exist. I mentally shrugged and kept going, but inside I felt stupid. What was I thinking?